Welcome back, boys and girls. Episode 114, your Hump Day podcast, 8-Bit Bourbon. And with us, as always, Adam. Also with us, as sometimes, Dustin.
Hi.
It's not a rare thing anymore. we are trying out a new thing. So we've had a lot of problems.
Sponsored by Zencastr.
We're getting paid a lot of money to use Zencastr this week. So if you guys have been following the Twitter and our podcast in general, you realize we've had some major recording issues lately. And a big part of it is being in three separate locations, and we're getting we've had a lot of problems, but the main one is that we were getting files that are different lengths and not consistent different lengths. And I guess this is a thing that happens all the time in recording, and it's about having different sampling rates and all this shit. So editing is a nightmare because you basically just have to go through every 5 minutes. And if you've noticed our tracks drifting apart in the last month or two, that is why. So there's this new thing called Zencastr that we're trying out this month and or this week. And it basically is a VoIP website. And you record, it records your tracks locally, which is the reason that, yes, we know we could do a hangout and just use that track that blows. It records your tracks locally and uploads them to Dropbox automatically in WAV format. So I'm singing its praises right now. I will probably be cursing it out when this for some reason doesn't work. But so far, so good. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's fine. But if there's no podcast on Wednesday, then we know how it went.
Yeah, no one will ever hear this, but I will be cursing this place out on Twitter. So far, it's fucking great, though. It's everything we've hoped for.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I like how you guys can't see me fidget with everything on my desk.
Yeah, well, I'll be able to hear you. Dustin, you raised your hand. Would you like to say something?
Yeah, there's a cool feature on here where you can raise your hand, so I've just been clicking that repeatedly.
Adam was raising his hand. Adam, what would you like to say?
I wanted to raise my hand first, and I say it's bullshit that Dustin raised his hand first.
Sorry.
It's such bullshit because I started the chat room. I don't get a fucking hand raise. This, you know what? Fuck this Zencastr. I don't like it anymore. Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully this works out well. Hopefully it keeps our tracks the right length. And
they're real easy for us to get guests, too.
Yeah, dude, it'd be so huge. It was funny because the thing that I was actually most excited about for this is because with the podcast, I feel like we would have figured something out. But when you're talking about guests, I was talking to my boss at work, and he wanted to do like – video streaming podcast, and I was telling him, I was like, the problem is he wanted to do like guest heavy, and I was like, it's a pain in the balls to have guests because we know that from experience because of all the recording problems. This would make it super easy, and they don't have to you don't have to install anything, which makes it even better.
Did you tell him I'd waive my appearance fee for him?
He actually specifically asked that you'd never come on.
Okay.
He's ever actually listened to the podcast. No. There have been, I think, probably like five people at the office who listened to it. So he's not one of them. Yeah. So you guys have a lot to talk about. I downloaded the Division beta and then never played it once.
That's good.
But I know you guys, yeah, that's a step in the right direction.
Moving
for me
up.
But I know you guys played it a lot. So why don't you guys take over?
Yeah, I think I said on the podcast that I wasn't going to play the second round of the open beta because I didn't feel like doing the same stuff twice, and then it would lead to me doing the same shit three times, but that didn't last. I downloaded it, I played it, I played a lot of it. I still really like that game.
Well, it's the kind of game that, yeah, you're doing repetitive stuff because you already did it in the first beta, but like you're doing it with people, which makes it infinitely more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with
it.
Yeah, we played together for...
Yeah, we streamed Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
4 hours.
There's a video on our Twitter. And I posted it. We were just fucking around in the dark zone, and there was like 10 people trying to extract. So we decided we were going to just chuck grenades at them, and we put down like 7 people at once.
That looks like the most fun part of that game to me.
Last night, that's what I really like about it, like, the first time I played the beta, like the Dark Zone was really like new and interesting and fun. And for some reason, like the second time coming back to it, I still had like, it was new and it was fun. Like there was different experiences to be had. And that's what really kept drawing me back to it. And last night, I think people just thought like, you know, this is the last night of the beta, so let's go fucking nuts. It was a madhouse last night. Everybody was like, if you shoot somebody and you can go do this thing called Go Rogue, which puts a bounty on your head so other people can freely shoot at you, kill you, and get experience for it. But if you survive from being a rogue, you get a bonus from that. So it's kind of like a risk reward kind of thing. And last night, like, the whole map was just covered with rogues. So it was just yeah. It was just nonstop, like, bounty hunting. And it was right. It was crazy. You could not leave your back to anybody, because as soon as you turned your back to somebody, people would start shooting at you. It was a lot of fun.
It's probably totally different when, you know, when you get the actual game and gear means something.
Yeah.
But right now it doesn't. Well, some people just don't give a shit.
The know? Saturday night that me and Dustin played, it, like, we kind of dicked off a little bit towards the end, like when we tried to kill all those people that were extracting. But there really
but
weren't.
People were playing it straighter than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there really were. Like, everybody kind of ignored everybody. And there were a couple rogues. We went rogue a couple times. I was being a dick. Every time we'd come in, we'd find one person. I would tell our group to get him to wave to us, like, get him to stop moving and wave. And I would just walk up behind him with my shotgun, shoot him in the head and kill him. So we'd go rogue.
Is it one shot?
The shotgun's pretty much one shot, point blank.
Yeah.
Not always, but it depends, like, their build. So we'd go rogue a lot that way. But Saturday, it was Dark Zone was kind of just everybody kind of left each other alone. But last night, it was just like a whole different world. It was pretty fun. That's what I really like about that game. Like, you never know what you're going to expect. Like, the Dark Zone
sounds like
a
great twitching game.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I want to do a Twitch thing where we're just bounty hunters. Like, we just wander the area trying to catch as many rogues as we can and just kill them.
Yeah, that actually does sound fun. And Dustin, how was your first or one of your first experiences on Xbox One?
I really like the Xbox One. I'm not a huge console person whatsoever, but the Xbox One is really, really nice.
Well, you are now, motherfucker.
and I think you've picked a shitty fucking time to be on it, because I don't know if it's because I'm a preview member. Yeah. And Andy, are you a preview member?
No, we'll get to this in a second. Okay. Let's finish the division, because, yeah, I know what you're going to say, and I want to talk about that, too.
They added a second mission, and that was fun. All the missions, I mean, there's nothing special to them, but I think they're fun. Like, I enjoyed, like, the shooting is good in that game, so the missions are enjoyable. I like picking up loot. I like customizing my guy. And everything I've played in that game has been really fun.
Yeah, I really like the loadouts for them.
Yeah.
To have a little turret guy or...
Oh, yeah, how's that work?
So far, you collect... There's three different areas in your home or your base operation. There's medical tech. There's a medical tech and I forget the other one.
Security,
maybe. So you pick up, like, points in that area, and you can upgrade your are they abilities? There's, like, abilities and there's, like, traits or something. There's
I think
one,
they're abilities.
Okay, there's one thing that's not available in the beta. So you pretty much grab points like that, and if you grab, say, you need 400 points to upgrade. Once you grab 400 points. In medical, you can upgrade one of your medical skills. You can only have two skills equipped at each time, so you kind of have to, like, pick and choose what you want or what best fits your style of play.
Yeah, but you can change them out whenever you want.
Yeah, really, yeah, like, you can change them on the fly. As long as you have them uploaded or unlocked, you can change them on the fly, which is cool. You don't need to go
what
to,
did
like,
you guys go with?
I was more medical, and I used the scan.
How about you, Dustin?
I used the little turret buddy, and I would heal people.
Yeah,
nice.
It's always good to have extra healers.
In the Dark Zone, the heal's pretty important.
Yeah,
I think that people who haven't played, like, real MMOs, like World of Warcraft, EverQuest, all that stuff, they don't realize how fun it can be to be a healer, because I don't know that it's quite as critical in a game like that, because obviously it's not a true MMO, but I'm sure it's still super important. And, like, it's really fun to win. People who are smart know how important the healer was to winning a battle. You know what I mean? Most of the time in raids, like, in World of Warcraft, like, the healers were, I would say, probably the most important person by far, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah. I just hope from last night I didn't make too many people cancel their pre-orders or say, fuck that game. Because every time we'd come across a guy that was just one person, a one-man group, he was lone wolf in it.
You know what?
We would kill
him. You don't
have
to be in the Dark Zone.
No, you don't, but that's in the beta, that's where the best stuff has been.
Sure.
Whether that translates to the real game or not.
Trust me, you guys weren't the only people assassinating people for no reason.
Yeah, no, definitely
not.
Has
Pun been playing anything?
He's been playing Ark and a little bit of Division.
So. Oh, I didn't know if he played. That seems like it would be right up his alley. I can't believe he didn't play with you guys.
I wouldn't. No, I can't. I can't. Am
I even friends with him on Xbox Live? I feel like I haven't seen him on in like a
year. He's been appearing offline like all the last couple of days because he's been sick. He's been sick and he didn't want his people at work seeing him.
I gotcha.
So
yeah, I haven't been on very much, but I feel like I haven't seen. Although we just live such vastly opposite lives that it would kind of make sense. He's on until 7 in the morning and I'm on like right when I get home and that's it.
The last thing I have to I'm really about the Division. I'm really curious to see how this game reviews because I'm not sure how reviewers are going to handle what the Dark Zone is because it's so much different than anything that's really on console. Like I haven't played enough MMOs to really understand what their PvP is.
I mean, that's an interesting twist on it. I don't know that any MMO had something like you could do PvP and earn stuff. You could definitely fuck with people like while they're trying to do missions, which is always fun and frustrating. One of the best parts of MMOs is like you'd be like Stranglethorn Vale seemed to be the worst place for this because it was like just high enough level where you were still like a pussy compared to like level 60s at the time. That was the max level, but they were always in the area because it was like a hub. So there would be like level 60s that would just camp there and just kill a bunch of level 30s, which is like one-shotting basically. But as soon as that happened, you'd say like, you know, Undead Rogue fucking with me in Stranglevale, and there'd be like a bunch of, you know, there'd be like 10 Alliance people that would just come and camp his body for like hours. It was great. Like people took that shit so seriously. It was awesome.
You would see like
but you can like get gear from it though. Like
you'd have rogues that have like 200 second bounties on them and there'd just be a horde of people chasing them.
So yeah, that's awesome. Because that's a great idea like, too. That's Grand Theft like Auto did that, but you know,
the Dark Zone just really like it has like the loot grab that you want, but it also has like the risk reward that you want. But it's also it could turn it all of a sudden it can turn into a team deathmatch in the middle of like the map where there really is no team deathmatch settings or anything like that. You know, people can just start shooting. You can have like a 15-man gunfight, right? Just that starts out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And also you can have 2 hours of nobody ever shoots at you. So it's really interesting.
I have a feeling that Dustin didn't like you guys killing people. Dustin probably wanted to help people, you know, heal strangers.
No, I was helping. No, I was Dustin, helping kill people.
Oh, yeah. Me and Dustin were fucking people up.
Oh, yeah.
Are you used to gaming with a controller, Dustin? Like, have you done a lot of that on the computer to be, or is it like very awkward after playing computer games?
I have a 360 controller for my like Rocket League and stuff on the computer.
Okay, so you use it enough to, it's basically the same shit. Mm-hmm.
How shitty is the Xbox 360 controller now that you've used the Xbox One controller?
I actually haven't used my 360 controller since I got the Xbox.
Yeah.
Are you going to try to use your Xbox One controller on your computer?
I don't think I can.
I think you can with the USB. I think it's USB.
Can you?
Yeah. I think if you plug it in USB, it should work with Windows.
I will have to try that out.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't,
give it a try.
I want to say you have to download a driver, but I don't know what that means, so I could be right.
Okay. Yeah, give it a try. Let us know. I'm sure we can get it working. It actually is kind of nice though to just, I mean, it depends what you're playing, but the 360 controller is great to just like leave plugged into your computer and not think about it too. So you just kind of weigh what you're, if you're going to play like hardcore games, you probably want the Xbox One controller. But like when I used to play like emulators, the 360 is plenty good enough, you know?
Yeah.
Like playing like
that. That's what I basically use it for, is emulators or Rocket League or stuff like that. Nothing too serious.
Yeah, that's fine then.
So the second last thing I'll say about The Division. Dustin, since it's your first time playing it, is it a buy or is it like a skip in your opinion?
As of right now for the beta, I would probably buy it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a very difficult question for games like that because Destiny was amazing in the beta. And then was just completely contentless when it came out. And now it's a great game. And I feel like The Division is super similar to that. You know, it just depends what the launch game looks like. And you just can't get that feeling from the beta.
Yeah, I think The Division is actually going to have good story, though. Like, I'm actually interested in the story, even playing the beta.
Right, well, that's a leg up already.
Yeah.
Destiny still has no story, which is unfortunate because it's such a cool world.
They hear what happened. They say the Taken King is awesome.
They do, but I'm still not sure the story is good. I don't know. I have to read up on that. But did you ever see what happened with that? They had like a story guy. He wrote the whole thing. He was like the whole, I think he was like part of Halo or whatever. And then they fired him like three quarters of the way through the production. And you're like, oh, that makes, that's why there's no story whatsoever. It would have been better with some story.
They did that shit with Marty McDonald too, right?
What's that?
He was the composer, Marty McDonald. Is that his name?
Yeah, that was the guy. He sued because they fired him. And I don't remember what happened. I think he won though. Yeah. Yeah. So what you were alluding to before was that Dustin picked a really bad time to start playing Xbox One, and Xbox Live has been dog shit this week.
I don't know.
And it was down today again.
I didn't know if it was just me because I'm a preview member, but for the last like week and a half, I've had nothing but problems with my Xbox One, and not like the playing games or the store or anything, but like I can't hold a party.
No, dude, I can't get in a party. It's ridiculous.
Right now, there's none of my tiles are loading. I have one pin when I usually have a full thing of pins. Yesterday, it was just a party. Like, we'd get into a party, and it was just the party would just close. It wouldn't say a word.
Mine keeps saying my network settings are dropping the party, but it's like, no, they're not. Because the first few days, it worked perfectly. Number two, I have my Xbox completely... like in a I think it's called a DMZ zone, which basically means a demilitarized zone, which means like it has no blocking whatsoever on it. It's wide, like it couldn't be more wide open. And it's just like, it's 2 years in now. And it's in their defense, it's been worse in this week than it has been in a year, but
it's been really,
it's still
bad.
Unacceptable.
It sucks too, because we've been on this podcast for, I don't know, 100 so episodes, and we've always said like the thing that separates Xbox and PS and PlayStation is the network. Like everything runs so much better on Xbox and like Xbox Live services. And it's like, no, I don't think it does anymore. Like, I don't even know if it does anymore. Like, I don't use the PS4 enough, like party system to like compare the two, but like, I can't imagine the PS4 party system is dealing with the shit that I've been dealing with the last 2 weeks. My favorites, they don't even work. Like you don't even show up half the time.
Yeah, I've gotten that too, where like people just don't show up online. It's been worse than ever the last 2 weeks.
It's been awful.
But yeah, I was gonna say I don't have much experience with PSN like enough to make a solid judgment on it. But I've played 5 online games with a coworker playing Rocket League, and they've just worked perfectly every time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a small sample size, so I'm not gonna hang my hat on that. But
yeah, and I can say like, Division really didn't have any lag issues, so the games are functioning. Like the online games are functioning, and Rocket League really hasn't been a problem. But it's like the services. Like, what the fuck is going on with the party chat?
It's frustrating because like if you're playing Division or you're playing Rocket League, like if you're not in a party, I don't even want to play with people if I'm not in their party. You know, just blows.
And give the Division that like there's a little bit of credit there. Like the game chat, you have a decent range, so like you don't need to be in a party chat.
That's the most bizarre thing about the party chat, is that usually if you just turn it off and use the game chat, it works. And it's like, explain that to me.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. But
yeah, but Dustin, all this shit has... sorry.
I was just going to say, Dustin, did you buy Rocket League for Xbox?
I did.
Nice.
Yeah, you posted your picture where you were like 22-0, and I wanted to see if I could beat that, and the closest I got was 18-3.
Nice try, buddy boy. The best part, I wish I recorded that game. Oh, fuck. Why didn't I record that game? I forgot there was a record function. God damn it. I was going to say the best part about that game was the kid only had 2 shots, but they were like good shots, and I had to do aerials to stop them. So it's just like salt and wounds. Oh, God bless his soul. He really tried really hard. It'd be great if it was the same kid.
Yeah, I really haven't played much of Rocket League at all.
Yeah, I played like maybe 5 one-on-one games, maybe 10 at the most, and then I played a little bit of team stuff, but I haven't gotten into it too much, mainly because the party system's just not working.
Yeah,
sometimes friends aren't online, sometimes I can't join people, so I'll try once, and I just go, fuck this.
Yeah, I mean, if there wasn't a game chat in the Division, I probably wouldn't have played it, because I'm not going to play that game when I can't talk to people.
No, that would be even worse.
I think all day Sunday we had to use the in-game chat, which sucks because you can't tell. Like, we had a thing where, like, if we were going to shoot a guy, we'd have one person do jumping jacks. That was a sign to shoot the guy that was near us. So we didn't have to say it because they could hear everything you say.
Yeah, that kind of blows. And, like, if you get too far away, you can't hear each other, which is annoying.
And I don't want to hear other people's fucking conversation when I'm walking by. So we'll be talking about whatever, you know, we'll be talking about stupid shit and somebody will just say something stupid or call me a faggot. You know, I'm talking about like my dog and somebody will call me a faggot for some reason.
Well, you know, yeah, that's Xbox Live.
I just don't need that in my life. Yeah, but it's almost made me like, are you a preview member, Andy?
No.
Okay. It's like I'm almost considering just actually, like dropping.
I'm not, because when I was on my old Xbox, and then when I got my new one, I never signed up for it again. So no, I'm not.
I think you just probably go to your download list and re-download it though.
I can, yeah. But I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's almost making me. I almost feel like I should just just get out of the preview program.
Yeah, it's because you've been having problems. I never reinstalled it. I downloaded it and I was going to like hit, you know, like there's like a setting that says like whatever, start it. And I don't think I ever did it.
Yeah, I've been having nothing but problems. Like gameplay is fine. Like that's just fine. Party chat just hasn't worked for me right in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, given my party chat hasn't worked either. So
my friends list doesn't work. I constantly have to sign in and out to get my friends list to load.
Yeah, that I have not had as much. Like, I've had it happen a couple times, but.
And the thing that's is, weird. Like, the update that I have had is the update that just came out for the Xbox, the February update. I had that for a while now. Like, the one where you can reset your pins, which is the greatest thing ever. You hit Y on your pins, and you can auto, like, you can just sort them quickly. It's really nice. I've had that for a while, and I haven't had any problems. Now the February update comes out, and I've had nothing but problems.
Yeah, it's weird.
It sucks.
Yeah. That's our Xbox Live talk, the preview program. We're not sure if that's the problem, but nobody can say.
I know it's not us. I know it's a known issue that there's Xbox Live problems.
And yeah, we were going to talk about Rocket League. We kind of already did. I played a little bit. I beat a guy 22-0. That was my highlight. And it's really frustrating because there were so many other chances that I fucked up. There's so many times I was like chasing the ball, like the tight circle chase of the ball that you get into and you want to kill yourself. I had a few of those like right next to the goal. I must have scored 5 off the faceoff. That was big.
I was
playing mind games with him.
Let's talk about this because I said this in our group chat this week. I feel like Rocket League on Xbox One plays faster. There's something about it that feels different.
It's almost impossible for me to say because I've played most of my Rocket League, or at least half of my Rocket League, split screen at work. So it's like I can't even compare the two, you know?
Maybe that's it because I've played Rocket League split screen. Maybe that's taken.
It's a totally different game. Full
some
screen.
Some off of. Maybe that's it. Maybe it just answered my question.
I think that's it because it's like
first
half
time I played, I was like, this. It feels faster. It feels smooth.
Yeah. No,
like it's totally playable split screen. It's fine.
Yeah, I think that's it though. I think it's like playing any game split screen. I think it just drops like a lot of the frames and it looks slower.
Yeah, I didn't know because I'm pretty sure on the PS4 when it loads, it's only the one studio name that comes up. There's definitely two studios when you boot it up on the Xbox One that had worked on this edition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. So
I didn't know if there was. If that mattered, maybe they did something. Maybe they upgraded it or changed something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really interested to see how the game actually works because the Xbox Live services have been so bad that at first I thought it was Rocket League that was having problems because I actually had problems in the party system there too. But now I'm not sure if it was just Xbox Live in general, which would really suck for Rocket League because people are probably shitting all over them on Twitter, you know.
It has a perfect 5-star rating on the Xbox Live store. Which is odd, or not odd, but that's like only like a GTA thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think people just, it's such a great game.
I just love how bad people were for I'm sure people are going to get better, but the first like, Jesus, me and Dustin were playing together, we were beating people by like 11 goals a game.
Oh yeah, people are terrible. But I remember, I think on the podcast, well, it was probably one of the ones that never got uploaded because it got fucked up. But I was saying, I know everybody's going to suck because it doesn't connect with PS4 or Steam. So it's a very small selection of the world like us that bought it and already played it a bunch. Because another thing is that game's fucking hard. I don't care if you're the best video game player in the world. You are not good at that game until you play it like 50 times.
And that game gets hard when people, when aerials completely changed that game. I was in a game with Jay and we ended up losing 2-1, but this one kid, it was pretty much a 2-on-1, and this kid just knew his aerials. And sometimes if a guy knows his aerials, you can't get the ball past midfield, and that really fucks you.
Yeah, when somebody has a really good goalie and or a really good aerial person, especially when it's the same person, I like to try a whole different strategy. Like, you can't try to just like go around the outside wall like you normally do and try to dunk it, because he's just going to stop it every time. I like to try to slowly take it in, and then when he comes in, flip it off the wall like at a sharp angle. It's a decent strategy, because the guy, he's so used to everyone rolling it around the outside that he comes out of the goal and then he's out of position, you know. Yeah. But to do that and then finish the goal for the other person to finish the goal, it's still really hard. But yeah, there's some guys they're not going to allow that to happen ever. So you can try it all you want.
And the aerial guys, you cannot leave any bouncing balls in front of your goal, because a lot of times, especially in the last week, I don't know how many times we had like a wide open, our own goal was like wide open, and like six cars just constantly drive by the ball because they just can't fucking hit it.
That, I'm going to go back to calling them GIF files, because that's what I always call them in my head. That GIF file that Dustin sent of the four cars missing and the ball going in it, that is one of the best I've ever seen. That was so fucking funny.
That's what I've had games like that last week.
Oh, there's a ball. If you guys haven't seen it, I'm sure if you Google it, you could find it, because I bet you it's famous. But like, there's a ball that comes off the wall and is like bouncing at 1 mile an hour into the goal. And there's a 4-on-4, and all four players from the other team go flying and try to do like jumping flips into the goal, and they all whiff it. And then the defenders, two of them whiff it, and it rolls in anyway. it's like six misses. It's amazing. And you know that that's probably real, because that shit happens all the time.
I mean, I've done it. But it's
oh God, we've all done it many times. Like, I still do it every once in a while.
The aerial people will not let that shit go. They're going to fucking get their hands on that ball.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to work on my higher. I really only do like the lower aerials, because I'm not trying to show off. I like to do the useful ones that I can hit 90%+ of the time, but it'd be useful to have that in the bag of tricks somewhere. I just don't want to practice. It's like, I'm not going to hit the practice field very much. And when I'm playing online, I want to win. So that's the problem.
When I do the aerials, I found it's easier to turn off the ball cam when I go for them. Mm-hmm. You get a little more control of your car.
Yeah, I could see that. But yeah, still a great game. I probably play 1,000 games. It's still really fun.
Yeah. And it's easy-ass achievement game. If you're achievement slut whore, it's an you play 15 hours of that, you get 90% of the achievements.
Yeah, I'm
and you don't even have to fucking try. I mean, they like the first like 3 hours of that game, they just all pop up.
Yeah. God bless people who care. I don't.
I know. My achievement score is like, I don't know, like I think low 40s, and I've been a member for 11 years. That's fucking disgraceful.
I've changed my name so many times that I don't even not change my name, changed my account so many times that I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, so you're out, but I've been in like an original Xbox member. I've been there since achievements have come, and I don't have any, because I just played, well, for the longest time I played nothing but Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And we're getting achievements there.
Yeah. Well, since we talked about that, we might as well continue talking about that and the very interesting sales tactic they have going on, which I wish more people would do. And they're going to sell Call of Duty on PC, just the multiplayer version, for $15.
Yes, I wish they would do that. I've been saying this for years. I wish they would do this for consoles.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. I don't think you'll ever see it happen.
No, I don't think it will either.
Launch, but it's a great idea to do like a year later to kind of maximize revenue.
And like, I feel like 15 is a little low. I would pay $30. Give me half the game. I would happily pay, because isn't that what they did with the 360 version of Black Ops 3, I think it was like $50, but it was only the multiplayer, right?
Something like that.
Was that the older generations?
Yeah, I don't remember. I know what you're talking about. I vaguely remember that, but I will say that the reason it's 15 is because it's not a new game.
Yeah, and there are limitations.
The full price
what you do, like
$30 now.
I think you can't prestige, and like you might be like limited on your what classes you can build or something. There's catches. But for $15, you get the first 55 levels, all the weapons, shit like that. Like, if you don't care about prestiging, it's a game for you.
Yeah, Dustin, do you play any shooters on a computer?
Which Call of Duty is $15 right now?
Black Ops 3.
The newest one, multiplayer only.
Wow.
Only multiplayer, yeah. You should try it out. You should test it out and see what it looks like on your new machine.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Yeah, there's a couple of first-person shooters that I play. Dirty Bomb is pretty fun. It's a free one, and I reviewed that for the YouTube channel.
I was going to say, I think I've seen that before.
Yeah. Check it out, bitches.
That's pretty fun to do.
Shameless plug. Yeah. But anything else?
No, it's pretty much it. I'll have to look into the Call of Duty one, though.
It's only for a limited time because it's a trial. It's like they're testing it out. It might be over soon, so I would look into it quickly.
I'm gonna buy it right now.
I think it's just cool.
Close this browser.
I would love a $30. I would pay $40 for just the multiplayer Black Ops or Call of Duty. Any game. I would love to see more of the stuff split up.
Yeah, I think I'd love to see it too. I think the reason that they won't is because they want all $60 and they put a lot of money into it.
I get that.
But a year later, that's when it becomes viable, you know, which is still pretty cool because, you know, Call of Duty might not be that's probably a game you're going to buy day one if you're going to buy it.
Yeah.
But other games you might get a year later, no problem, you know.
Like, I don't know how games are put together in the final process, but I do know there has been games when you download them, it asks you which part you want to download first. So,
yeah. That was Killzone, remember?
Yeah, that makes me.
We were like blown away by that.
That makes me think, like, and I think they did it with Last of Us too. That makes me think like, well, maybe they can just do this later on. Like, why the fuck not? You know, if you have a game that's like not doing well, like you want your multiplayer numbers to rise up, why not split them and just put it in the store for half price? Who are you offending?
Yeah, that's the other thing is like, if you do it later, especially, nobody gives a fuck if they bought a full price because they've had it for a year. People understand that the price of games go down. And,
yeah, I mean, people might bitch and be like, well, that's what I would have bought. But then you can just, all you have to do is, well, you have a full product. You have the single player, you know, that the other person doesn't have. Like, they're not getting anything better than you. Like, if they want what you have, they still have to pay for it.
Yeah. And again, I bet you if you bought Call of Duty right now on Steam, it would probably be $30, like the full game. So let's find out.
I don't think Activision ever lowers the price of Call of Duty games. I bet you the last one's $60.
I pulled that number right out of my ass. So
I would say Advanced Warfare, whatever the fucking abomination was, I bet you that's still $60.
Yeah.
All right, so Call of Duty Black Ops 3 is $60.
But it's $40 at Best Buy. You don't see that too often.
And Black Ops 2 on Steam is still $60.
Yeah,
they must have an agreement to never lower the price. That's crazy because Steam, because like CD Keys, which we talk about all the time on here, CD Keys has it for $31. Always check them out when you're looking for games or Xbox Live or PSN memberships.
Yeah, Dustin was going to buy his year subscription to Live there, and of course they were remodeling the website at that time.
That's really funny.
Does the website look any better? I haven't even been there in a long time. Their website sucks.
I would say that they feature advertisements a little more. Nice. Yeah. So
I'm okay with advertisements if I get keys cheaper. That looks a little better.
Yeah, it's definitely a little better, but it's definitely a redesign to feature the advertisements.
Every time it's like 30% of the screen. I bought a key off there and the page wouldn't load, and then I had to go through their Chinese customer service.
Oh, how was that?
Oh, it was fucking blast. It took me like 3 weeks to get a fucking code.
Yeah. Well, you know, you take a risk.
It's like
sometimes you take a risk.
Like, I got like a 404 error on the purchase thing, and I saw the purchase go through my bank account. I was like, oh, that's great. And you hit refresh and you get like those alerts to say this page cannot be refreshed. It's like sweet.
Yeah. My only experience was buying it was buying Xbox Live on there, and it was $40 and that was it. Sent me immediately. It was great.
I think I've used it twice. My first experience was great. Second one, it was just whether it was my end or their end, but it sucked.
Yeah. And that just reminded me, looking at that page, because I think we're done talking about $15 Call of Duty. two-part question. Number one, well, I just want to comment on this first. I really want to play Street Fighter V, but it's the fact that it's being reviewed as like an unfinished game just pisses me off, and I don't want to support that, so I'm not going to buy it yet.
Why is it?
I really would like to play it,
$37 on PC, brand new.
Yeah, I don't know. Mortal Kombat X dropped real quick on PC as well. You're talking about the CD Keys price.
I'm glad you brought that up because I had this question. Is this game getting a pass because it's fucking Street Fighter? Like, if
if Mortal Kombat came out with no single player, no content, barely functioning, or the, I guess the online stuff works well, or works well when you can get into a game. I feel like any other game would just get destroyed. Like, you put those ingredients and then you add a game, that game is not going to review well. How is this game? Like, people would be like, oh, it's okay. It's, you know, it's Street Fighter.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I do think, from what I've heard from, like, not just big publications, but like smaller articles, that the gameplay is super fucking awesome. So that goes a long way, you know, when the core gameplay is really good. But I do agree that, like, how can you give this game anything higher than a 7.5 when it has nothing but multiplayer?
Yeah.
Like, if, because could you imagine? Think about what happened with, like, how bad Call of Duty, or not Call of Duty, Titanfall got slayed in some places.
That's immediately the first game I thought of when I heard about this.
Yeah, and that's a much more varied gameplay than
and,
a fighting
and
game.
In Titanfall, they were very upfront of what was going to be included in this game. Like, they didn't say, totally, like,
right.
single player was coming
single
later.
Player, right.
They said there is no single player. This is the game. You know, and we'll have, like, the DLC and stuff. This, I guess, when you go into some parts of Street Fighter V, it says coming soon. Like, can you imagine spending $60 on a game that just, the stuff says, like, some of the, on the title screen, you click something, it says coming soon?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's very bizarre because, like, okay, so how about this? It doesn't even have an arcade mode. And the crazy part about that is, I'm not talking about a single player with a story. I'm talking about, like, I want to play as Ryu, and I want to like have a ladder with a bunch of random opponents. Like, that would take a programmer 2 days to make. Why does it not have that? And by the way, that would have gone a long way to calming people down about lack of single player, because, like, yes, our story's coming, but you can still play arcade mode. They don't even have an arcade mode. Like, why, that's fucking crazy.
Why not just delay? If the shit's coming in March, why not delay the game till March? Deliver a more full product. Like, what's the rush?
It's very weird.
It's fucking very February. You got to get it out before Far Cry Primal comes out.
I want that game too, but I'm not going to support that shit.
Oh, fuck that.
It's Bush League.
Street Fighter's too hard.
I don't think it's really, well, I don't know.
It's complicated as fuck.
And the other thing that I want to say that made me think of this was, I'm going to give you mine because it's related to this, but see if you guys can think of one too. What's the game that, like, you always wish that you played, but for just some random reason you just never did? And mine is Killer Instinct. Like, every time I look at that, when they get their updates, they just revamped the whole graphics. They added the Arbiter from Halo. Like, that game just looks so awesome, and I just never put the time into learning it.
You mean they added Rash from Battletoads?
Also Rash from Battletoads, yep. Which is, yeah, you're right. That actually is much cooler. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is there a game out there that's like, I don't know why I never played that?
Yeah, mine's Destiny. It has to be Destiny. Destiny is
the perfect
game for me. There's no reason why I shouldn't have played it.
You'd be absolutely obsessed with it.
Yep.
You would love it.
So,
Dustin?
I don't think there's a game that I haven't played that I wish I had, but there's definitely a game where I have played and then stopped playing and wish I continued playing, which was World of Warcraft, because I had so much fun playing that.
Oh, God, it's so good.
I know. I miss it some days.
It's so good.
I was looking at it. I still have the CD Keys page up. How is that game still $60?
You're probably getting, like, all of the expansions of that.
Yeah, probably. It says 37.
Which is a lot of content. Yeah. There's guys at my work that wanted to start up a new World of Warcraft. Like, so apparently there's these, like, bootleg servers that have the vanilla World of Warcraft. So you can get the experience of playing the first World of Warcraft, and then they roll out the expansions as people beat the dungeons. So it's like they launched World of Warcraft today with a slightly accelerated thing. So you don't feel completely overwhelmed when you start, where it's like, there's 50 expansions. I've never done anything. You could start the level cap 60. At some point they'll update it to 70, then 80, and add all the new zones. It's actually sounds really fun. I do not want to play it. Do not ask me to, do not make me play that, but it sounds fucking great.
What are they at now? What's the level cap now?
I think it might be 100
million.
Let's find out. World of Warcraft.
Why is I don't understand this. I don't understand these prices on CD Keys. This is driving me nuts.
Maybe it's 90. It looks like
some of
the
these
new one. I think is going to be 100. Yeah,
some of these games are clearly marked up. Like,
$71 for Need for Speed, but then you have Quantum Break for $48. Like the pre-order.
Well, is the Need for Speed some sort of collector's edition?
No, it's just a regular digital code. And then you have Quantum Break. It's the game's not even out yet for $12 cheaper. Are they trying to match like Amazon prices?
I bet you that's. I was just gonna say. I bet you that's like they pre-order their orders through Amazon or something. How hilarious!
And then you have Evolve, which was just like $15 in the Xbox Store, $71 on this website.
What? I gotta look at that. That makes no sense. I've never seen games more expensive.
Go to Xbox Live and then just click games.
Well, I would if CDKeys.com would load. Motherfucker. Seriously?
Every time I said Xbox, my Xbox has just been going to different pages behind me.
I haven't even hooked up my
Connect.
Connect.
How are you living?
Well, I don't have an entertainment center yet, so it's like I know I'm gonna have to disconnect everything and then reconnect everything, so it's just not worth it
now. Did you bring your surround sound?
No, I probably won't. I'd like to start building a Sonos system, but nice. At the same time, like my surround sound is awesome, but in an apartment building, it's just overkill. Like I'm never gonna be able to actually use it. So to like set up all that shit, it just seems like a waste. I don't know. I haven't ruled it out, but I'm thinking of passing on it. And I also have the Astro A50s now, so like when I'm by myself, I just use those anyway.
Yeah. They're sweet.
CD keys won't load, so I give up.
Try.
That's really funny.
Give your best.
I tried. Is anyone raising their hand? Because I'm actually not looking at that.
No, I haven't been on that in a while.
Okay. What else is going on?
Have you guys...
Dustin, no.
Have you guys seen Kanye West? I mean, he's been in the headlines all fucking like for the last week and a half for asking Zuckerberg for $53 million on Twitter, which I think is the best part of that. Like, I feel like so many people overlook that. He's asking the creator of Facebook for a loan on Twitter. It's like, send him like a Facebook message or something, you know? That's the worst place ever to do that.
You're also missing the thing he's most famous for in the last month. When his ex-girlfriend said, hashtag,
in the booty hole.
Oh, yeah.
Fingers in the booty hole, bitch. All I could think was, that's Eric. That's what Eric says all the time.
Oh, we should ask about that.
He knows all about it. I bet you he thinks it's the funniest shit that's ever happened. Oh, we got to get him on and talk about that.
Just while we're still on Kanye, yesterday I saw this.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I saw this thing. Well, this isn't what I was going to talk about, but...
Oh, okay.
Somebody, he was like in an airport or something walking through and people were mobbing him. And some dude just yells, "Title sucks," or something like that. And he goes, "Who said that? Who said that?" It's like, "Title doesn't suck." And this one guy goes, "I love Title." He's like, "Who said that?" That was really funny. That he got so offended that some guy just walked by and yelled, "Title sucks."
I love that. That's a great heckle. Like, it's right to the core. It's right to the point. It's
he
awesome.
Got fucking
if you guys
pissed.
Don't know, that was that bullshit. Music streaming service that all the celebrities try to release to get a bigger percentage, and it sucked, and it's dead now, basically.
So anyways, I want to talk about Kanye West because he's releasing a game, and he released a trailer for it. And this game, I don't know how it plays or what it's going to do, but it's about his mother's ascension to heaven, which, first of all, is bullshit. Any person that gave birth to Kanye West, it's going straight to fucking hell. Yeah. Like, his mom is burning in hell right now. She's not
she
in heaven.
Has to be.
She's burning in hell. There's no fucking way Kanye West's mom is in heaven. So the game is just set on lies.
If there's a heaven, she ain't there.
No, she is not. But it kind of looks pretty interesting. Like, I don't know who he's having do this, but the graphics are definitely interesting. I don't know what kind of gameplay it's going to be. But
right, let me start with this. Kanye West, I don't usually pay any attention to him because he's one of those, like, he's such a clown show that it's hard to even find him interesting because, you know what I mean? Like, when someone's so outlandish. But I will say, I don't think it's an act. And I think that he is the – how do I put this? He is the most – egotistical, like, self-loving person of all time, with the least amount of credibility and talent, not rapping talent, but just like How about intelligence?
And that's why I hope his mother is burning in hell right now, because she raised that fucking monster.
Yeah, she did spawn the Antichrist. Yeah, she's probably like the sweetest woman ever, and he never had a chance.
Like that one rant that he goes on where he compares himself to like the modern day Picasso. He's fucking Walt Disney, and all that shit he says is fucking hilarious.
I know. And it's like that is what's so amazing about him. I truly think he believes
that. Yeah, he does. The way he says it, like, that's not an act. It's absolutely not an act.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this game to get fucking panned.
Oh, it's going to be great. He'll lose his shit. That's what's great about him is, like, he just has no sense of humor whatsoever. And you could make fun of him. Like, you could say the least insulting shit, and he'll talk about it for,
like title sucks.
A week on Twitter. Right, title sucks.
If you can find the title sucks, that was videos, great. You should find it. It's pretty funny.
That was great because the whole fingers in the booty hole bitch tweet started because he went after this guy who wasn't even talking about the thing that he thought he was talking about. He thought he was talking about Kim Kardashian, but he was talking about fuck was it? Pot, yeah, or something, which could be a lie. I don't know, but it actually apparently checked out. But like he went like huge rant, got himself insulted by his ex-girlfriend, and then it had nothing, like he was insulted by something that wasn't even targeted at the thing he thought it was.
Fingers in the booty hole.
God, that was
take the social media away from dumb people. And anybody who says like Kanye's smart, no, he's fucking not. I will give you I will give you that he has good music. I do like his music. I hate his lyrics, but I do like his music. But he is not smart.
No. He's not.
Well, people think because he's talented and he makes good music that he must be smart. And it's like, no, watch the Academy Awards. There's a lot of talented, really dumb people out there.
Yeah.
Or watch any major professional sport.
Speaking of talented, dumb people. Since popcorn time has been back, which is just a blessing, I watched a few movies over this weekend. And there's a big uprising right now, or not, I don't know, big uproar. Over the Academy Awards, how there was like no like black actors or black actresses, black directors, and like black
actors,
yeah, all that stuff nominated for Academy Awards. Straight Outta Compton, not a good movie, not a good movie at all. People were like,
I didn't see it. Pissed. I know my brother Dan absolutely loved it.
Oh, I did not like it at all, man.
Yeah,
like people were pissed at that movie. What, like, dude, there's not much to that movie. There's just it's kind of just a. I don't know. It's not that good.
Yeah.
Creed.
I'll Creed have to check should it have
been
out.
Nominated. I mean, Creed was fucking awesome. Best Rocky.
Dan hated Creed and loved Straight Outta Compton, but I disagree with Dan all the time. Yeah, Dan also thought that Mad Max was terrible, and he thought that The Revenant was amazing. Well, I really liked The Revenant. I just didn't love The Revenant. But we had a long conversation, speaking of that, about how like he's like, well, Mad Max had no story. I was like, I understand that, and I get that argument, and I'm usually all about characters. Like, that's my number one thing in books, movies. I totally get that. But it's the purest action movie, and it's not supposed to be anything but. The Revenant's supposed to make you care, and it doesn't. And to me, that's a bigger sin. And again, I don't think The Revenant's bad. I thought it was really good. But I don't think it's some sort of all-time fucking classic. People will forget about that movie next year because it's shallow and just not that interesting. I'm sorry. Really well shot. Amazingly shot. Best shot movie I've ever seen.
My opinion. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's pretty much all I got.
I was going to say, my opinion is probably not a popular one because I really do love Rocky 2 and 3. Like, I don't know which one's my favorite, but I really think Creed might be the best Rocky movie. It's so well done. It's just a good movie. Like, whoever directed it, and Stallone is awesome in it. The kid that plays Creed's son is great in it. The fighting, the boxing is the best it's ever been in a Rocky movie. It's awesome. It's just a good, it's just a good story. Like, everybody loves the first Rocky, but I mean, Stallone is so bad in that first Rocky.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that. I like that first Rocky.
He looks like he's mentally retarded.
Oh, I don't know if I agree with that.
He barely.
That's the whole point of the movie, though.
But like, he's
supposed to be this simple dude.
It's the same reason why I don't like The Shining. I can't stand looking at that woman. I can't stand looking
at Sylvester
Stallone in the first Rocky.
I think that's different in my mind because she is just – she has crazy eyes. I don't – something
teeth,
about
man,
her.
The teeth, man. The teeth.
There's no doubt there's something about her.
She ruins that movie. Like, who decided to cast her? That movie is a fucking 10, and they have her in there to ruin it.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot watch that movie with her in it.
I think the Sylvester Stallone is actually charming, though. I mean, I know he's simple.
He is. But there's just something about, I just, like,
I like Rocky 2 and 3.
Like, leans on that accent.
I like Rocky 2 and 3 a lot better than the first one. I think the first one's a great movie. It deserves all like the award stuff.
But my favorites are 1 and 3 tied probably. The new Rocky Balboa is actually pretty good too. I like that movie. But did you see that one?
Yes, I've seen them all. But there, yeah. I think you would love Creed. I think it's just a fantastic movie. And the fact that like Stallone didn't direct it, I don't know if he wrote it, but I mean it's just really good. It's and like I like how they went with like somebody besides Rocky to carry on the story.
Yeah, I mean, they were pushing it with Rocky Balboa. That was
it's very cool.
Already too much.
And I also watched Black Mass, another terrible fucking movie. Jesus Christ. I was waiting for Johnny Depp to turn into a Tim Burton character the entire time.
Yeah, that didn't look that great.
Dude, it's fucking awful. Jesus Christ.
Have you seen Deadpool yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God, it's so good.
None of my friends like going to movies.
I hate going to the movies.
Yeah.
I will see Deadpool though. Maybe not in the movies.
I think it's the best movie of 2016.
Wow.
I'm calling it now.
All right. Well, I know I'm not going to like it more than that.
We got Batman Suicide Squad coming this year.
I don't know.
I'm excited for the Joker. I'm not very excited for the rest of that movie, but I'm praying I'm wrong because it could be awesome. There's a large part of that cast I just think might not work out.
We talk about this in our group thing, so I'll bring it up here. Close up the podcast. There's a lot of talk or rumors circling that Batman v Superman isn't good.
Yeah.
Isn't Snyder making the Justice League movie too?
When I was reading that report about people saying how the WB, like the internal WB people, have been watching Batman v Superman and people have been saying it's not good. There was talks that they're going to remove him from the Justice League movie if this movie doesn't do well.
That's interesting because by the way, I hear you speeding up sometimes when we're talking, which is giving me a lot of hope that Zencaster is taking care of the duration thing. That would be amazing. He confirmed 9 hours ago, he confirmed Justice League begins shooting April 11th. So if they're going to can him, they don't have much time. Yeah. He said that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
he's,
if this
he's
if
one of the classic. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say he's one of the classic guys where it's like he needs someone else to write the screen. He needs to have someone to do the script for him, and he needs someone to have some power on the production with him because he obviously can do very neat visual things, but all he cares about is that. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're like I think he's fine being a director if he had somebody to focus the rest of the story, the dialogue and the pacing and stuff.
Like, I don't think Man of Steel is the best movie ever, but I think it's probably the best Superman movie. I think Superman is impossible.
Which one is that?
The latest one, Man of Steel.
Oh yeah, I saw the first one. Henry Cavill.
Like,
I never saw the second.
No, the second one is Batman v Superman. That's the sequel.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. The first Superman is Man of Steel.
Like I know people hold the Christopher Reeves movies like near and dear to their heart, but they're not that good, and they never were. Like they really went off the deep end.
I mean, the Christopher Reeves movies were.
I mean, he reverses Earth at one point.
He flies really, really fast.
Yeah, but could you imagine if right now the Earth stopped spinning, we would explode. We'd all fucking die.
Yeah, But that's the thing about the first Superman. They were supposed to be campy and like, that stuff doesn't really fly anymore. But I think at the time people liked that stuff, you know, like a campy movie. You couldn't make that now. It would not go over well.
So, to Zack Snyder's credit, I think he did a good job bringing Superman into the modern world. But I mean, if he fucks this movie up, it's going to devastate me.
He is one of those guys though, where it's like, take your fucking foot off of the CGI pedal, dude. Like, Jesus Christ, his movies they look like a fucking science. They look like a Michael Bay movie.
That's another thing. Like they're trying to set up this entire universe, and like Suicide Squad looks nothing like.
Right, Suicide Squad looks more like a Nolan movie. It looks like practical effects and
costumes.
Or
you could go as far as saying it looks like Marvel, like something what Marvel would be doing in their universe. Right. Superman or Batman v Superman these two movies are supposed to take place around like in the same world, and they look like they're complete opposites.
Yeah, Batman v Superman looks like fucking what's it called? The other Zack Snyder movie.
The Watchmen.
It's
Watchmen. Very reminiscent of The Watchmen.
Ridiculously visual. What's that, Dustin?
I didn't say anything. Oh. I really like Watchmen, though.
Watchmen's one of my favorite comic book movies. I hated that movie first time I watched it. Second time I watched it, I loved it. So that keeps me like...
Well, that's what you get when you drink and go watch movies.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. You should read the book. Did I leave that at your house or did you give that back to me?
I think I gave that back to you with the Killing Joke.
Yeah, I think you did too. You should read that. It's really good.
I think I bought it. It should be on my Comixology.
Dude, it's really good. And it's still a quick read because it's, you know, it's a long graphic novel, but it's still a graphic novel.
And I can't believe how quickly that movie, I mean, within like 3 weeks, that movie's going to be out. I feel like I've been waiting 10 years for this movie.
It worries me too, because, it reminds me of, doesn't it seem like the marketing, hasn't really spun up the way you think it would?
Yeah.
That were like, just like, you know how, remember we were talking about Far Cry Primal, and we were talking about like, holy shit, that comes out in 2 weeks. And I was like, I forgot. Like, I thought that was like a year away. Their reviews came out today and they were mediocre, and they know what to market and what not to, you know?
That's why like
movies are a little bit different though. Cause people will see shitty movies. I mean, look at the Transformers.
Yeah. And also you have a bunch of suits that may not necessarily know I think this could still be like a comic book fans movie. But I think like movies, like if you're going to compete with Marvel, they need to be in every person's movie. So if the suits aren't into it, it's like it still could be a good movie it could be the best movie ever for me. But that doesn't help me if you know, people don't turn out to go see it. Like this movie needs to be like a 90 on the Rotten Tomatoes for the DC world to be great.
It's very interesting because Deadpool just did really well, and I'm not sure if that's going to help it or hurt it, because it could help it, like, hey, comic book movies are back, they're good. Or it could be like, I just saw a comic book movie, I'm good for, you know, a few months. It's going to be interesting to see how that affects it.
It's probably too late, but I would love for it to make Suicide Squad an R-rated movie, but it's probably too late for that.
It would feel tacked on probably at this point. But if any movie's going to be R-rated, I mean, Jesus. Because
I bet the Suicide... I'm surprised they didn't change the title of that. Be honest.
I don't know. Why? Because it's offensive?
Well, just because, I mean, suicide. Like, you don't see that in, like, movie titles that often. People are pussies.
Yeah. I just don't think... Batman and Superman, I could see doing, like, box office well, because Batman and Superman are so, you know, recognizable. I just don't think anyone's going to go see Suicide Squad. I know it has the Joker, but still.
You know what? I'm worried about it, but I think Deadpool may have helped that movie out, whether it meant to or not. I think you wait. When that movie gets closer to launch, we're going to get raunchy, like, TV ads and stuff. Like, people are going to remember Deadpool when they think of Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Deadpool should be everyone's test case on how to advertise a dark movie, because nobody knows who the fuck Deadpool is. Nobody. And as far as like casual fans, and like that movie is killing it at the box office. And I think it's because of the awesome marketing they did with, you know, having like hilarious but also dark things all over Instagram and like everywhere. You couldn't go on the internet without seeing Deadpool stuff. And it was like genuinely funny.
I mean, and like the whole Deadpool move, or like the comeback story, is incredible. He's called the Merc with the Mouth, and the first movie he's ever in, they sewed his fucking mouth shut.
Yeah, right.
Like, people fucking Deadpool has been hated so bad in every what they did to him in that first fucking movie. And Wolverine Origins. Dude, that movie was fucking terrible. They gave him like Cyclops like fucking vision and shit. It was fucking terrible.
And his costume was like an S&M at a strip club, at a gay strip club.
He didn't have a costume. He was shirtless, wasn't he?
It was like shirtless with like leather.
In the beginning, he had that weird looking like little getup.
Like, the Deadpool costume's so cool.
It is
like
fucking badass. And Deadpool's a cool character.
If he were more famous, it would be one of the more iconic costumes, I think, just because it is so cool.
I mean,
like the white eyes with the red leather.
Deadpool's famous for like his mouth, and then you sew his fucking decision in that fucking boardroom or whatever they were. It was like, yeah, we'll sew his mouth shut so he doesn't have any speaking parts.
I think it would be funny as if they sewed his mouth shut, and they did something like Wolverine sews his mouth shut because he keeps talking so much.
Well, it's funny because I think they do minor spoiler. Somebody said that they do make fun of the previous incarnations of Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which is a really good idea.
Deadpool and Green Lantern and
I definitely do want to see that. There's a guy at my work, Seth, who's obsessed with it. He's like seen it twice already.
Yeah, I would like to see it.
We should wrap this up though, just because we don't know how this is going to work with Dropbox and stuff, and I don't want to fuck around.
This is nice. We haven't had a nice tangent. We started off with Kanye West, dead mom. We ended up Deadpool.
Adam, why don't you try saying that again?
did I fuck that up? I mumbled.
Should be fat. We'll see.
I don't know what it sounds like.
You just dropped for a second. Did you see that?
Oh no, I didn't see it. I said it was a nice tangent that we went on. We started with Kanye West's whore mother and ended up at Deadpool.
Adam's been drinking. We gotta cut it off. I really hope that track.
I said I hope she burns in hell. If I call her a whore, what does it really matter?
Exactly. God. Whoa, you don't know that for a fact.
She was a nice lady.
Okay, let's hit it. I really hope that track is still there, mommy. I am Andy.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Dustin.
And we are Ape at Bourbon. Peace.
Bye.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very